Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." As we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we can't help but think of the many mothers throughout the world who are definitely going through so many different things. We think about our own African-American mothers in the United States who are going through so much as their children seem to be hunted down, and especially males, and who are being victimized even by police. So because of this, we have the Black Lives Matter movement. But we can also think of the mothers who are in so many other parts of the world. Can't help but think about Aleppo, where so many children are dying. How many mothers, really sorrowful mothers, as they watch their children die and are constantly being tortured in so many ways when all they deserve is a life free of pain and torment. As we reflect on this day, our thoughts and prayers must be with those who suffer, those many mothers who suffer. And so we ask the Lord during this day to watch over so many children, so many young men and women who are truly victims. We ask the Lord to bring peace to our world, that this cannot and should not continue in any way, shape, or form. The Lord will strengthen us in our work and help us to be bearers of good news, even in difficult times.